A word for you from Jonah chapter 4 verse 5. Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade till he should see what became of the city. We'd say in today's language that he made a little squatter house just for shade. He made a little mjondola for himself because he wanted to sit there until God destroyed the city. Though he already knew that God had relented, he somehow was so hardkoppig, we would say in South Africa, he was so hard-headed that he wanted his prophecy still to come about. It was his reputation at stake, after all. Well, that was Jonah's thinking. He had put his reputation on the line and said, "You will be destroyed in 40 days. He didn't hold out even an inkling of hope for the people, but somehow in their pagan mind, in the smallest light that they had, they said to each other, "Let us stop eating, drinking, let us turn from our evil ways, wear sackcloth, and maybe, just maybe, God will forgive and he will relent," which God did. Now, in the previous verses, Jonah admits that that's why he fled to Tarshish in the first place. He said, "I knew that you are like this, that you might go and forgive them. You might relent from disaster. I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love." What a glorious explanation of God's character. But Jonah wasn't softened by it. He was hardened by it. The people of Nineveh had been softened, but Jonah, the man of God, had been hardened even more. He had known what mercy he had needed just a few days before this. Remember, he had been coughed up by the great fish on the beach after his deep repentance in the belly of the great fish, and yet he somehow had forgotten his own repentance and the mercy of God for himself. And so he goes and he sits in his little booth, and he watches, and he waits, and he hopes that perhaps God will relent again and do what Jonah had said. But God is God, and God did what he decided to do. So Jonah, in this verse, we find him as hard as ever.